Good morning, it's Carl. I hope you're having an amazing day. It gives me so much joy, the notes I've received about the last couple of episodes, so thank you. And for those of you, I've noticed, or I've been told actually, that there's a lot of sharing of Behavior Gap Radio going on LinkedIn, and it just means the world to me, so thank you. I just wanted to share, today's pretty quick, because it's a quote from the ever-challenging Mary Oliver, and challenging in all the good ways. And so I don't want to take a lot of time, because I just want to drop this in your lap and let it work on you like it's been working on me. Here's Mary Oliver. The dream of my life is to lie down by a slow river and stare at the light in the trees. To learn something by being nothing. I mean, come on. To learn something by being nothing. The reason I want to share that today is because I was on my morning walk in the mountains and the light was beautiful. I got up there. I started before dawn. It was basically just right before dawn. It was dark. I had a headlamp. I made my way up the mountain, and about maybe a half an hour in, I was on this little sub ridge, so I could see the valley below, and I could see the distant mountains in the what would be the east. And the sun was coming up. So those mountains had started to light up a little bit. It still felt dark where I was, but looking over there, I could see, you know, that early morning dark blue and then the slightly lighter blue as the sun. It's just amazing. And in the midst of all that, my head was going a million miles an hour. I was thinking about the things I had to do, and I was a little upset at I was about the direction that a different hiker took. They went, we were on skis and they went a different way. I wasn't really upset, but I was having thoughts about it. Like, oh, I wonder, and other people were out there. And so, you know, there's competitive thoughts. And then there's like, what am I going to do at work? And how am I going to make this work? And I just had to keep reminding myself that it's so counterintuitive what Mary Oliver's pointing to, but so many of the poets and the philosophers and the prophets point to it. To learn something by being nothing. And how much crisper, cleaner our relationships would be. And as we've talked about the last couple of days, our relationship with money would be cleaner. If it wasn't always filled with a million thoughts about the stories we tell. So I wonder if there isn't a place that your version of lying down by a slow river and staring at the light in the trees so that you could learn something by being nothing. Let that one work on you for a little bit. Cheers, my friends.